tonight. If you've joined us for the first time, here's how we roll on the show. We're talking about the buzz in your backyard, and the buzz is really in a couple of different directions. A lot of people can't stop talking about the homeless man who ate the face of another man and gouged out one of his eyes in Miami. Sad story where the 31-year-old stripped naked and went after the other guy. It was caught on camera and 911 was called. The police responded. When the cop tried to get him to move away, he had no choice but to shoot him. That was pretty cut and dry, but now it's going to be a long road to recovery, facial reconstruction, all that sort of stuff for the homeless, the longtime homeless man who was the victim of the guy who decided after, it looks like drugs, after he took a lot of drugs, decided to go after somebody else who was infringing on his territory, perhaps. But I think that just the heinous nature of it and what's going on, how does this happen? How did nobody see it a little bit sooner? And that answer was clear because there weren't a lot of people actually around them at the time, but it's a very sad, sad story. The other thing that is part of the conversation is politics as usual because, of course, 2012, presidential year, will Obama repeat or is Romney the guy who's going to steal 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Now it's official. I mean, we knew it was really, let's face it, we've been saying it on the show. The establishment wanted Romney. They got Romney. And this has been a long time coming. All those debates all the way back to last June, you had Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. Michelle Bachmann was still on the stage and debating. And in the end, Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, but in the end, it was always Romney. So now it is just an official designation, I guess, and that's Tampa, the ground zero for the convention. What the conventional wisdom says is, however, how do you knock off the incumbent? What is it that is the weakness of this president that will be exploited in the next less than six months, in the handful of months throughout the summer where Romney can gain some traction? Can he gain traction when it comes to jobs? Can he gain traction when it comes to deficits and spending and all that sort of thing? And just big government versus smaller government. If you were taking over his campaign, and political strategists honestly don't always care who it is in the hunt. In other words, if they're a Republican strategist, whoever it is, they're going to zero in on what they need to do to attack whoever the opponent is. I mean, this is how the game is played. What would be the things that you would focus on? And I think the five things that we care about the most, without a doubt, the economy, because too many people are struggling. Even if it seems as though we've turned a corner, and a few people will tell you, well, what are you talking about? There's so many jobs. No, there's not. It depends on what jobs you mean. For example, United is cutting 1,300 jobs in a Houston hub. So instead, because Southwest becomes the new owner of that hub, maybe they'll hire a few people, but 1,300 people will lose jobs. And if you read between the lines and look at the different locations across the United States, you can see where we're weak on that. So I'd say economy connected to jobs. I think immigration is heavy on the minds of a lot of people because that also goes back into the capital situation where states are being bled dry and some cities are being bled dry and nothing's really happening with immigration. Really, overall, if we look at terrorism, it might make the top five, but most of what people are concerned about is the future of their children, the future of the country, and where are we headed when it comes to paying for all of this. Who is going to pay unless we trim budgets or at least come up with a budget? So what is Romney's next move. You have to decide what is the next move. What kind of moves would you make overall? And as I said, you have to pick at your top five, focus on the top five, and I think really, really hammer that home in a lot of these campaign ads. Ultimately, that's where it's at. Because whether people like it or not, the focus is on the short, sweet, to the point message because we have short attention spans. So if we have very short attention spans, then you got to hit us quickly. That just spells radio, TV ads, billboards, that kind of thing. I mean, really mostly radio and television. This is where the bombardment will happen completely over the summer through the conventions and then ultimately into November and D-Day, Election Day. What is it going to take to win this for Romney? And what is it going to take for Obama to continue? I think the Democrats, even though they're not saying it, from the Democratic strategists I've talked to, I think they feel pretty confident that Obama is going to repeat, that he's going to get those years. He's going to be just right there with Bush and with Clinton. Edward Klein, we're going to have him on the show next week. He has written a book that has climbed right on top of the New York Times bestseller list, and it's, he says, a blueprint to knocking off the president, saying that there is definitely a way to beat Obama. And his book is called Amateur, Barack Obama in the White House. And as I said, it comes out number one on the New York Times list. He did 200 interviews with insiders who he says know Obama the best, and he pulls back what he's calling the curtain, the secret curtain on the presidency, and he's talking about incompetent moments and some of the program in the White House that is mixed with crazy left-wing rhetoric. And the socialist ideology is all over Klein's book, and he says this is what the American people do not want, and this is what the Romney campaign can use. That if they go for the jugular in this sense, they have a much better chance at unseating this president. So we'll talk to him next week about that. Talk to him about the interviews, how confident he feels, as he's calling it the blueprint. He's feeling pretty confident. What is it that he thinks will lead to success for Romney, and what ultimately would be his failure if he doesn't do it? We're going to mix up a couple of other things coming up in our next segments here on ATN, including We Can Count. After all, it is about the numbers, not just in getting delegates or electoral votes along the way. There are other numbers to talk about, too. Stay with us. Some odds and ends on the flip side.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anyway, of ATN, Syria, and more Syria. And before you say, I'm sick of talking about the Middle East, we can't get away from the Middle East. And why? Because we are truly invested there. Think of the fact that we still have 88,000 troops in Afghanistan, not gone to 2014. We're supporting Afghanistan probably through 2024 to the tune of $5 to $6 billion. And it is eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I sadly hate to say this when it comes to all these countries that make up the map of the Middle East. Syria, though, has one nasty, angry dictator. Did I say dictator? Dictator by the name of Assad running the insane asylum. The wicked stories coming out of some of these small villages where you had one kid who played dead while his family was slaughtered in front of his eyes. I mean, you hear these stories, over 108 people killed over the weekend, 9,000 since last March, is just crazy. But yet we continue to tiptoe around Syria. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said that the U.S. is going to continue to pressure Syria's allies. Well, what does ultimately that mean? What does that mean? It's all about words, but are we going to have any action here? And if there is action, can we afford that action? Clearly, there is not a consistent stance on Syria. That's number one. But also, part of the reason, I think, is because of the election looming. Oof, we are weary of war. Aren't we weary of war? We are. So if the United States, its peoples, don't really want to be in the middle of another problem, even when the human atrocities are unbelievable, how can we, without help from our friends, how can we even help just a little bit? We want to help a little bit, but we need more of the world to help us. And what does that help look like? Arming rebels who could be no better than Assad, who are these people that we don't know anything about, part of maybe the Muslim Brotherhood. Sorry, Muslim Brotherhood to me equals anti-Western attitude. And from everything I've heard, boy, I'm not off the mark in saying that. And I'm not going out on a great big limb either. So what is the worst case scenario? The U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says some powers might consider action outside of the U.N. framework in Syria with this crisis unless the Security Council increases pressure on Syria in response to the Assad regime.
That pressure could include sanctions of the sort that have been alluded to and discussed, and we were among those that raised that possibility. The opposition cannot possibly be expected to come to the table while the violence is intensifying, escalating, and the government is lying about it.
Yeah, they are lying about it. We know because we've seen the pictures. The saddest thing, I think, that besides you hear about the kids' story and some of the other stories you hear, I think one of the sadder things that I saw was the people lining up on both sides of these graves that they dug to bury all the people in the middle of the town. It looked like it was a normal day, except for, oh, yeah, all these people were killed, a lot of women and children. And it just was awful. It reminded you of Germany. It reminded you of the shallow graves and the people piled in the graves. Luckily, these people were, you know, in the tradition, wrapped up, and that's the good thing is that you didn't have bodies laying on top of each other, but it was terrible. Some of the descriptions that came out of these villages of things that had happened in Syria. So we talked to the Syrian embassy, and they've got to leave the U.S. The head of the Syrian embassy has to leave the U.S. But what else ultimately has to be done here? I mean, how far do we go without being fully invested in this country? And can we afford not to be invested? I've already thrown in my two cents many times on this. I don't think we can afford to be invested in Syria. I don't believe so, because we don't have the resources. The problem is the resources. We don't really truly have the resources. How can we be there? How can we jump into this and then what, leave somewhere down the line? Oh, just kidding. We were here for a few minutes by giving you the guns and let you sort it out. Just thinking out loud. You might disagree, and I said this is odds and ends, so feel free to weigh in. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE or AmericaTonight.net. If you're a person who plays games, then you may know the game called Angry Birds. And now they say the most powerful, they being our government, says the most powerful cyber weapon uncovered to date was written in LUA computer language. And it's the same one that was used to make the popular Angry Birds game. It's favored by game programmers because it's easy to use and easy to embed. It's called Flame. Flame is described as pretty powerful, pretty big stuff. Has about 250,000 lines of code. And it's far larger than other cyber weapons. So the scary thing is, thanks to that, it's become a malicious virus. It can become a malicious virus. The people who do develop the malware found a way to use code and not the normal way hackers get in, not the normal arsenal, so it's tougher to detect. And it's 20 times, they say, the size of cyber bombs and way more powerful. Why am I telling you all this gobbledygook with the 250,000 lines of code? Because it's got its own little army, according to Kaspersky Labs, which is what I use. You know, you have to, because of course with your computer you must have some kind of a defense. And I heard Kaspersky was the best, so I got it. But they're saying they're worried about cyber bombs because of how powerful they are, and that Flame is a cyber espionage op and very, very difficult to knock it out. So it just means there are more ways to get to us. There are more ways, Flame, this time, to initiate webcams, mics, Bluetooth connections, extract contact lists. So if you've got lists, record conversations, and even more. Can you imagine? So maybe right now somebody is recording conversations thanks to Flame. Thanks to Flame. So who's responsible for it? It's been found in Saudi Arabia, the Palestinian territories, Syria, Iran, Hungary, and they believe that Israel might be probably the leading candidate for this, the leading candidate. So spyware has been seen in Israel, and that is probably what's given them the hint that it could be indeed from that country. Ugh, spyware. The whole idea of your computer freezing up and somebody having access to all your stuff, it is just creepy, isn't it? It's creepy because it's the silent enemy. That's why I brought it up. It's a silent enemy. So now, thanks to Angry Birds, there's yet another portal. I think of it as portals, another way to get to us, another way to rip us off, another way to throw a monkey wrench into our lives. You're rushing around. You're getting ready for work. You flip on the computer. You have to send an important work email, and you are blocked. You are so blocked. And then you got to figure out what's going on with the computer. Oh, the worst. The worst. And if your web catch-all can't do it, how are you going to stop it? You know, they're talking about the fact that all of us are in trouble by July. What can happen to your computer systems? What are you doing to block it out? And I'll tell you one thing. After reading about Flame and the fact that it's a cyber weapon tied to Angry Birds and that coding that I just talked about, you just can't be vigilant enough. Back up your stuff. Get those thumb drives and back it up. Hang with us. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. More coming at you in just a few.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You know how I feel about trying to regulate what people eat and some of the things that they do. Jeff Steyer joins us now. He is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C. In fact, he heads its risk analysis division. So the latest thing with Mayor Bloomberg, Jeff, as you know, is banning, for lack of a better way to describe it, and probably this is the best way to describe it, big gulp size sodas in New York City. What's the problem with that?
Well, there's no science behind one. The mayor and other advocates who are, I think, justifiably concerned about obesity are trying to throw everything they've got. Whether it works or not, they don't really know. There's no science behind it. So the problem with this approach is that you keep trying things that will arguably, at best, do maybe very little good. But at the end of the day, you'll have no freedom left because there are so many little things that you could do that, well, there's no science behind it, but maybe it'll help. If we keep doing those things, if that's the best argument that the public health community can make, we're going to be left with no freedom. I mean, why not ban electronic walkways at the airports that move you because that cuts back on walking? I mean, why allow large ice cream cones? Only one piece of pizza. There's no end to it. You could say, well, soda is just sugar water with flavor. That's true. But sugar is not the only cause of obesity. Soda is not the driving factor in obesity. It's an overall diet. And by not only is it problematic because we don't know it'll work and it'll take away freedoms, but it puts the focus on one item, soda. But in fact, it's more complex than that. I don't drink any regular. I choose not to drink any regular soda. I'll enjoy diet soda sometimes. I need to lose some weight. So if I never drank soda, where does it come from? it's a lot more complicated than just anything over 16 ounces, as the mayor wants to push it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, to take just one item, and especially two, how do you quantify it? I mean, how do you, you said that there's no science behind it, and how would you know anyway? So you have this great big ban, and you say that this can't happen, it can't be over 16 ounces, which, by the way, someone could go and get two 16-ounce cups or whatever, eventually go back for another one.
Free refills.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, there's no way to quantify it, and this has become a national story, national headlines, national outrage. Now, let's be realistic, okay? Is it really, like, is this going to change your world that you can't get a 16, anything larger than a 16-ounce soda in New York, or you'll have to buy larger, two smaller ones to get the larger one? No, it's not going to change. It's not going to change my life. It's not going to be such a terrible inconvenience. But this underscores kind of a larger approach. This is the concept behind big government, that if obesity is a problem, which it is, it may not be as big of a problem as some are suggesting because the rates are not as high as they'd like you to believe, but let's just assume it is such a big problem. That then justifies the government coming in to tell us how much soda we can drink, the size of our ice cream, whatever it may be. And the notion that the government can fix these problems and that individual responsibility is never part of the conversation. And that's what's happening in New York. It's not about the soda. It's what's happening nationally, I think, why this story has attracted such attention. It's not about the 17th ounce of soda. It's about the government coming in and telling you how to live, thinking it can solve problems, raising soda taxes. In California, they're about to add a $1 a pack tax on cigarettes. Now, you can't depose that without people saying, oh, you must be in favor of smoking. No. The government is as addicted to tobacco as the worst smokers are. We need to help smokers. We need to help people who are overweight, not take away their money and take away their choices.
Yeah, I so agree with you. And then it happens in New York, and who knows where else it happens, and it becomes just this battle of state to state and whether you can and whether you can't. And ultimately,
well, you're absolutely right. And the mayor himself has acknowledged, admitted, maybe bragged, that he's not trying to change the way New Yorkers live. He's trying to change the way Americans live, and that his so-called cutting edge proposals are models for cities around the country, maybe smaller cities that don't have the guts to do what he's just done. And look at it. Trans fats were banned in New York. Now, trans fats are not a health food. But you didn't need to ban them outright. The mayor has pushed his anti-salt agenda. It started here in New York, and now the Centers for Disease Control is considering requiring food manufacturers to use less salt. Salt is a very important nutrient, important in our diet. Maybe some people get too much, but it's also important for cooking. It's important for developing food. I mean, what do you call a government-mandated, low-salt, pickle?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
So,
but I'm
bummed. Whole notion. You see, we have to laugh a little bit. This issue is so troubling that the government can come in. We've got to have a little bit of levity to deal with it all. But I think this is about a battle between the government telling us how to live. You know, you may recall about 6 weeks ago, I wrote a piece for the New York Post about how the mayor has banned food donations to homeless shelters because he can't control what goes into the food. This is about government expanding its size, not Americans expanding their size.
Yeah, and ultimately, what's the danger of that? The piece you wrote about the food donations, what if people just say, well, forget it. What am I supposed to do, cherry pick everything that I go out and go and get organic stuff?
Yeah, and you can't even give that to the homeless people here in New York City. The homeless shelters will not accept it. That's how far down we've gone. That was a battle between private sector charity and the government, which believes it can do it better. The government believes it can decide what size soda you should be drinking. And what happened to all the people who believe that women, at least, have a right to decide what to do with their body, except what to put in it, perhaps? Those people are not speaking out. The women who are so concerned about government telling them how to live in certain aspects of their lives seem to be saying that the government should be telling women what they can and cannot drink, men as well.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about this being such a slippery slope, and you mentioned it right at the top, you know, what's next ultimately? Is pizza really good for you? What if you eat too much pizza? What if you have too much greasy food? You know, at what point do we just, are they just going to give us three squares, only we don't have the bars in front of us?
You will get the nutrients that you need and no more. And sometimes I make the mistake of saying we're sliding down the slippery slope. We're down the slippery slope because a month ago I might have tried to be absurd and say, what's next? Are they going to limit the size of sodas? Well, they've done it.
Yeah. Is this Bloomberg doing this? Is this a good way? I mean, he gets the headlines. He knows people are, it's easy for people to also come and attack him and other people to high five him and tell him how great he is. Nutritionists, different people that would agree. And, oh, you're attacking the obesity problem. Isn't it a good way, though, Jeff, to deflect? I mean, you know, you worked in a mayor's office. Isn't it a good way to deflect all the other things that are actually, there's a million things going on in New York that he could focus on, but this is a layup?
New York has some real problems, certainly, and having worked in City Hall, they are very sensitive to the media coverage. He knew he was going to get a hit here. He knew he was going to take some heat for this. He took a lot of heat for the homeless donation ban. But I think the mayor is coming to the end of his third term. He's looking for a platform for himself, trying to develop his image. He pays image consultants and media consultants, not only through city government, but he hires them privately to help work on his image. And I don't know this for a fact, but I believe his attitude is, hey, what am I going to do next? And by developing a persona of being someone who is going to help fight the obesity problem, he's donated tens of millions of dollars of his own money, anti-tobacco contributions. He's really trying to become the health nanny in this country, using his own money, using his platform as mayor of New York, to try to, I think, have something to do next, where he thinks he can do some good, which is why this is so troubling, not only for New Yorkers, that the mayor wants to tell us how to live, but watch out, because he's coming after you nationally when he's done here in New York.
Yeah, and that's a scary thing. Hey, wait, I can't let you go without asking this quick question, because I love Rudy Giuliani. I got a chance to spend some time with him when I was in New York at WFAN. And the thing I liked about Giuliani, even if, you know, sometimes you thought he was right, sometimes you thought he was wrong, whatever, is he didn't care. He called it like he saw it. Did you like working for him?
Well, I did. He was exactly like that. He may not have been the warmest fellow, but he, I believe that, I'm trying to be polite here. But he believed in what he was doing, as does, I think, this mayor. And he, part of executive leadership is where you take a stand and you stick to it even though it's not popular. I think maybe that's what Mayor Bloomberg is doing here, but I think there was a big difference because Mayor Giuliani believed in individual freedom. He believed in personal responsibility as the way to solve these problems rather than big government. Mayor Bloomberg, who originally was a Democrat, became independent, Republican, now back to an independent, believes that the government can solve these problems. And the mayor, Mayor Giuliani, I still refer to him as the mayor, believed in individual responsibility, personal choice. How unusual was that here in New York City, in a city that Democrats outnumber Republicans 5-1, to have someone like Rudy Giuliani who believes in individual freedom and smaller government? It was unique.
Yeah, no kidding. You said it. He was unique, absolutely. Jeff Steyer, we'll see what's next with Mayor Bloomberg, and I think the story has a lot of legs. It's going to go round and round and be debated all over the place. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Hey, I look forward to talking to you again, hopefully not about another 90-state issue.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Jeff. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
White House at Tufts, we can count. The Bushes! It's going to be the Bushes, yes. It would be Bush 2. Yep, and Laura, they are there to see their portrait unveiled. It's a traditional thing, so it's not that it's unusual. But W, going back to the White House with the missus, breaking bread with Obama, both of them, Michelle and with Barack Obama. Wouldn't you like to know what they talk about at lunch? I'm sure it's all polite and nice. So it's their official portraits, and the incumbent is keeping up the presidential tradition that's typically defined by light and airy conversation. But I would have to think it might be a little uneasy, don't you think? I mean, how many times a week do we hear Obama or one of his aides talk about the idea that they've been tossed a bag of crap, basically, that they inherited all these problems? It's about hope and change, but we can't change what happened in the past, and we're stuck with it. So the number part here is 4, and I would love to hear that conversation, like I said. So only 44 men in history, 5 men alive, have held the job of president. And I would think that, there might be a few things that they would tiptoe around, perhaps. But the portrait, I heard, is pretty cool. It's a pretty good-looking portrait. For what it's worth, if you take the White House tour, you can look for it. How about this? Whistleblowing might pay off, in a sense, because usually you're ostracized, lose your job, or there's something else nasty attached to it. But a former home appraiser is going to get $14.5 million as part of a lawsuit that accused subprime lender Countrywide Financial of inflating appraisals on government-insured loans. So Kyle Legault's lawsuit sparked this investigation that ended up, as you know, in a $1 billion settlement in February between Bank of America and the U.S. Justice Department over those allegations. We're talking about the subprime lending mess. And I think they're not going to complain. I don't see a challenge. I don't see an appeal. I think the whistleblower gets that money. He was one of five whistleblowers that were folded into the $25 billion national mortgage settlement that the states and the feds reached with Bank of America and four other lenders. There was Gregory Mackler, who was a whistleblower who challenged Bank of America's handling of the government's HAMP mortgage modification program. He's finalized a settlement as well. And the complaints were brought under a provision in the U.S. False Claims Act, which we talked about 2 weeks ago on ATN, which allows private people with the knowledge of something wrong, some wrongdoing, to bring suits on behalf of the government and share in any of the settlements. So good for the whistleblowers, since they're laying it on the line by doing that. And I would say that I would encourage, if you've something, if you got a whistle to blow and a reason to do it, man, don't be afraid. And you've got some people that are that certainly would back you up. Let's just put it that way. All right, that's a couple of numbers. Let's move on. Let's go to, as we're shaking and baking here, let's go to Dan in Texas. Yeehaw. Dan, what's going on?
I've got a dog whistle to blow.
Let's hear it.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's for real dogs, not you. But
thank you. I appreciate that.
my heart is broken, Kate.
Hi.
Well, it don't look like we're going to get to impeach Obama, and I wanted the concession to watch you walk naked to wherever.
I told you that wasn't going to happen. You think I would say that? Come on.
I'm just heartbroken. I mean, I just almost cry over it.
I bet.
I think Obama's going to lose on a landslide. Now, this guy is just out of his league. All he can do is try his rebel-rousing routine out there, and it's not working. As far as Syria goes, you know, I'd stand back and applaud, you know, go get them, Arab, go get them, Arab, you know, I'm real happy with that, you know. And as far as that war is over there, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
We should have turned the whole thing into a big sheet of glass and just forgot all about it.
You know? I agree.
It wasn't worth one American's life, and it wasn't worth one American being hurt.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Not to mention the other people that visited with us. So what's been going on with you? Anything interesting?
Well, what's interesting is we have our triple crown challenge coming up, the trifecta, because I'll have another. Dan could win the triple crown first time since 78. Well, there have been 13 horses, I guess, in total that have tried lately since 78. But 78 was the last one affirmed that we saw, and I would love to see another horse break that record.
So we're going to do, like, the same thing as before, like...
Win, play, show, 1, 2, and 3, yeah. Okay. Just numbers.
Okay, my numbers are 5, 3, 8.
You have to wait until we're on the air. That's not fair.
You're no fun.
Break the rules for me.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
How are you doing? Are you good?
Yeah, we're doing fine. I'm trying to get the money to go to gold mining, but it seems like every time I have something just about set, something else happens, and I'm just dragging around here. I hate being here. I want to be gone.
I want to be gone. I want to be gold mining. I love
it. Yeah, really. But where I was going to go was over in New Mexico, and they just had the region I was going to be in was just ripped by fire.
It was terrible. Mm-hmm.
And that Gila fire is still going on. I mean, they don't have it contained in any way, shape, or form.
Boy, they deal with a lot of fires there. That one you're talking about, that burned 200 and almost 70 square miles or something in that national forest.
Yeah, it's still going. And I saw last night they don't have it under containment in any way, shape, or form. And they're not letting anybody in there unless you own property to check what's been burned down.
Oh, that's awful.
So, you know, there's no way we can even get in there right now. So it's just one thing after another.
Yeah. But you got to stay put.
Other than that, I'm very healthy and all the bills are paid and a happy camper is, you know.
Moving along. That's good. If all the bills are paid, you're happy. That's a good thing. Dan, call us in our third hour for our trifecta challenge. That's coming up on our next show. You gotta love that. There is something about gratitude, and you can tell that Dan has gratitude there for paying the bills, for hanging out. I'd love to be in New Mexico, but it ain't happening. In fact, this fire that he was talking about, I used to live in Albuquerque. I worked for a station there called KOB. New Mexico really is a very cool place, but that was television, and I probably covered 3 wildfires in my time there in a year, and it was, boy, it was scary. It would go up so fast, and there were always a lot of firemen that would come in from other places to help because of just how out of control it got. And, you know, that many square miles, that's got to be one of the largest, probably the largest, I'm sure, fire in New Mexico history, just too big. And I saw what he's talking about, some of the photos from that area, and it's sad because it's destroying. I mean, it is just destroying a lot of terrain. Ooh, a lot of it where people go and hang out and, you know, in a national forest that just is beautiful and now has that kind of burned out, hate to say it, kind of that burned out, hazy imagery in the photographs that you see, the massive fire just ripped that apart. Not surprisingly, it is, like I said, billed as the largest fire. Hey, any thoughts on the show? You can share them with us. It's so easy. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on contact. And in the words of Tony Soprano, bada bing, you are in.